Kugel reporting, Yemen ceasefire ends, the fighting resumes. The Saudi-led coalition resumed airstrikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen after the end of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire on Sunday. The coalition airstrikes hit rebel positions in the southern port city of Aden. Earlier Sunday, Yemeni political leaders met in the Saudi capital Riyadh to discuss a negotiated settlement to the ongoing conflict. No representative of the Houthi rebel group attended. Edward Uranian reports.
The conference opened in Riyadh with a traditional Yemeni folk dance as 400 top political leaders met to discuss the political crisis and military conflict raging in Yemen. The Houthi rebel group stayed away and demanded talks be held in a neutral country. Internationally recognized Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi said the Yemeni people await stability, which can only come if the country's legitimate government and its institutions are restored and the Houthi rebels are disarmed. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The Islamic State group claims to have seized the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi, giving the militants their largest victory this year. In Washington, U.S. defense officials have refused to confirm the IS statement, saying only that Ramadi remains fluid and contested. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week. During a news conference at the presidential palace in the capital Bujumbura, he described talks held last week in Tanzania with presidents of nearby African countries on threats from Somalia's al-Shabaab militants, who have warned of attacks against Burundi and other nations. He did not mention the failed coup plot or violent protests over his third-term bid. The Nigerian military says it destroyed at least 10 Boko Haram camps in the Sambisa forest in the country's northeast. A defense spokesman says a number of insurgents were killed in the operation. One soldier was killed in a landmine explosion. Egypt hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. Israeli demonstrators and police clashed with rock-throwing Palestinians Sunday in occupied East Jerusalem as thousands of Jewish nationalists marched through the city to mark the 48th anniversary of its capture during the Six-Day War. Several police were reported injured, and at least six Palestinians were arrested. Macedonians rallied in the capital Skopje on Sunday with more than 20,000 protesters calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. Pressure on the leader has been building since a wiretapping scandal broke out earlier this year, prompting questions about how tightly the government has controlled the media, judges, and elections. This demonstrator spoke with reporters.
The security situation in Kumano is very bad. You know, we need something more. You know, we need freedom, we need food, we need work. For that, we come here.
Opposition leader Zoran Zaev vowed Sunday the demonstrations would continue until the prime minister steps down. Ukraine says three of its soldiers were killed and 17 wounded in new fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland is in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials in a new bid to try to implement a faltering truce. In the southwest U.S. city of Waco, Texas, nine people were killed Sunday and at least 16 others wounded after a shootout erupted among rival biker gangs at a restaurant. It's not known if bystanders are among the dead. Amtrak's Northeast Corridor trains will be resuming normal service today, following last week's deadly derailment in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Eight people were killed and more than 200 injured. The National Transportation Safety Board is still trying to find out why the train was traveling twice the normal speed when it crashed. Four nuns, including two Palestinians, are the Roman Catholic Church's newest saints. Pope Francis canonized them Sunday at a Mass at the Vatican. Two of the nuns lived in what was 19th century Palestine. Their canonization is being seen as an encouragement to Christians across the Middle East who are currently facing a wave of persecution from Islamic extremists. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.